You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to go rate and subscribe to the Locked On Wolves podcast, as well as going and checking out the Locked On NBA podcast. The Locked On NBA podcast gets you prepared for coverage around the league that you love to watch so much, daily updates and recent news for the NBA. Make sure to go subscribe to the Locked On NBA podcast as well. Today, we're going to be talking about the Timberwolves road trip. I know yesterday I talked a lot about Jimmy Butler trades and possible places Jimmy could land. Today, we're actually going to be covering the Timberwolves games. They just got out of the game against the Clippers. They are in the midst of this five-game road trip that's lasting from Friday to Friday. It's going a whole week. They have the Lakers and the Kings still on their slate of games, and they've gone through a rough stretch of losses here over the last three games. Here to help me break it down, KLGR's Seth Topol, who hosts the Scoop Show, is on with me. Seth, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, just living the life, getting ready for state tournament football this weekend. But other than that, just kicking it. What's good?
Not the Timberwolves right now, I'll tell you that much. Goodness gracious, they have been miserable on the road. I mean, I guess you could say the Golden State game was good. The Blazers game, they got blown out, and they made the Clippers game good at the end there. They got blown out in most of these quarters, though, by the Clippers. Second quarter, third quarter, they're outscored. And fourth quarter, they're outscored, but it was at least a three-point game in the fourth quarter. But some bad losses. They've been shooting 26% from three on this road trip, despite taking 96 threes in three games. They haven't been consistent from quarter to quarter. Their stars haven't been consistent. Butler has been in and out of the lineup. It's been a mess. What has been your assessment of the Timberwolves so far? I mean, it feels like this road trip was kind of a way to measure how good this team actually was now that they're getting away from home. What's been the assessment for you of this Timberwolves team?
Well, if I'm going to be perfectly honest and perfectly blunt, I think the team just looks lost right now. That a lot of that expands on this: will Jimmy play? Will he not play? That we've had on a game by game basis throughout this road trip. He's been picking his spots and electing to either play or not play, and they really don't know up until the day of. So it's hard for this team, for the rest of the team, to really know who is going to be part of the mix on a nightly basis. But you look at this stretch, and the Golden State Warriors are obviously the best team in basketball, and they're finding different ways to be better this year than they have in years past. They look more engaged, so that is obviously going to be a tough matchup on any given night. And the Wolves, you look at the final score, 116-99, they battled. I think that was the biggest sense of encouragement in that game, was that they battled up until the fourth quarter when they just kind of ran out of gas. Then you look at the other games. Portland's routed pretty handily.
Yeah.
And then the Clippers, they like you said, they were able to make it close at the end. But I think one of the big factors is just the uncertainty of are they going to be at full strength, or is it going to be, okay, we need to all rally together and try to, you know, rally around each other and go for the win. Now, that doesn't tell the whole story, obviously. You look at the things that they've done this year, and three-point shooting is up, but it's still the same defensive woes that we've seen from this team in the past. It's just that there are a lot of different ways to attack Tom Thibodeau's system, and it seems like every opponent that we go up against is finding a very effective way to combat it every single night.
No, I couldn't agree more. And it's confusing stuff too, as far as just scheming. I do support the new look the Timberwolves have on offense. I like them, the uptick in threes. They're doing a better job shooting threes. I like that they're spacing the floor a little better. Their transition is going up. Their pace is up from last year. They're trending the right ways in so many spots on this offense. And yet still there's confusing plays. Like, you take, for example, the Clippers game last night. Karl Anthony Towns had 13 points in that first quarter. Just the first quarter. He shot seven times, had 13 points, shot 71% from the field. And you could tell that there wasn't – and he had seven rebounds. There wasn't really a way for him to get stopped. There isn't a guy on this Clippers team that is good enough to keep up with him. And then off of that, in the first quarter, the Timberwolves shot 2 of 6, 33% from the three-point line. So their three-point shooting, they were getting some openings. They were getting some looks from the three-point line. And they led 33-31 after the first quarter. And then Towns scored 7 points the rest of the game. It seems like there's sometimes where there's just a formula that the Timberwolves have that they don't stick to. And that's the consistency problem that I'm worried about for this Timberwolves, is that not only is it not helped with the locker room situation, is it not helped by Jimmy Butler, you don't know when he's going to be in the lineup, and he's very sporadic, but also just the way this team is scheming, they're kind of inconsistent quarter to quarter. They should have gone to Towns 20 more times in this game.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. And one of the other things too, and I know I've looked at this in the past just to try to figure out why, but it seems like we're getting spot up shooter Andrew Wiggins once again, where he's taking all sorts of long twos. But again, that goes back to what was kind of the issue. Was Wiggins was a similar player to Jimmy Butler. Butler much more effective in the mid-range, though, than Wiggins is. So that took away Wiggins' ability to drive to the basket, get to the free throw line, things along that line. He has become kind of the spot-up shooter opposite Jimmy Butler, and he really has never seemed comfortable in that spot. And you look at against the Clippers, he was 4 of 16 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3. He got to the line 4 times, was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. So I don't know what the answer is to get this figured out for Wiggins. I mean, other than, you know, the inevitable Butler trade whenever it happens, I don't know what they do to just kind of get him going and get him comfortable, but it doesn't seem like he is really being put in the best position to succeed at this moment with how this offense is operating.
I will say Wiggins' defense, a lot better. He's had six steals in this road trip alone, and he's had a couple blocks as well. And if you look at his stats from last year to this year, just kind of comparing and contrasting a little bit, you're looking at steals. He's averaging more steals already. He's in the blocks category, he's averaging a block and a half this season. I think that you're seeing more effort from him in general, and I think you're seeing him play a little more free-flowing. And that's what turnovers, so much of the NBA turnovers is. I mean, obviously you have to have a high IQ to get some turnovers in the NBA. You have to know your opponent, what they're going to go to. But also it's about playing free-flowing and being able to kind of respond and react on defense and get a turnover. And I think you're seeing more of that from him this year.
Yeah, he's been a lot better on the defensive side of the ball, which is great. It's just now continuing to do that and to be able to be able to try to get a little bit more consistency offensively. I think the word consistency is perfect, because it has been something we have not seen any bit of here this season. I mean, they're 0-4 on the road, and the team plays much better at home. On any given night, they can play really, really good and then kind of bottom out, and then play really, really good and bottom out. It's let's get some just – Wiggins doesn't have to go for 25 and then 5. He can go for 15 every night. Now, there will be some nights where he probably takes over, but – let's just try to fill up some of those holes so that we don't get those like 5-point performances on like 5 of 20 shooting, which obviously, having said that, the math doesn't add up, but you know what I mean.
No, yeah, for sure. I know that you're saying basically they need rhythm. They need a rhythm from game to game, not just to find a rhythm in a quarter.
Yeah, exactly. It just get some kind of a flow and a groove that they can take from quarter to quarter, from game to game. And it just, there hasn't been that yet.
No, I agree with that. And the road and the home team look completely different. We're going to get to a quick break for some sponsors before we look at the next leg of this journey. First, some sponsors. You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. The truth is, I don't know who's going to win, but if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they are the best bet this season. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account. Seth, I know we talk about gambling all the time. We do picks for college football on your show. Real quickly, who is your lock on this team? If you had to bet on somebody to knock down a shot for you, who is your lock on this team so far this year?
Wow. Oh, boy.
I'm putting you on the spot, my man.
Yeah, you passed the ball. You passed the ball to me, and I was not ready for it. So I'm going to go with probably, at this point, Derrick Rose. Because we haven't seen, you know, we haven't seen Jimmy Butler for a few of the games so far this year. And it doesn't seem like the team gives Towns the ball enough. So I guess, because I know he's getting shots, I would lean towards Derrick Rose.
Here I thought I was going to be hot takey, taking Derrick Rose as my bookie lock on the Timberwolves. But yeah, he has been really consistent. I love the way he has just been the guy that the Timberwolves need, and whatever role that entails, that's kind of who he's been. And he's dropping 50 points. He kind of takes a step back and play 19 minutes the next game. The flexibility is something you've been waiting for the last 3 years from Derrick Rose, and it's good to see it finally hit now.
Yeah, he alluded to that he has worked his way to get back to this point. And I think the Wolves really have embraced using that multiple guard lineup with Teague and Rose, Tyus and Rose. And I think that has allowed, you know, the other guard to not have to weather as much of the load in terms of shots. And Rose certainly, he's capable of taking the shots, and he's not shy about taking them. So that takes pressure off of guys like Tyus Jones. And with Jeff Teague injured, there has been a lot of shots that needed to be taken. And Rose certainly has been able to do that with Teague out.
All right, that's our MyBookie lock of the Timberwolves roster. We're both taking Derrick Rose for right now. Hopefully, maybe we can see that turn into Towns. Would probably be the best case scenario for this team. Remember to go on MyBookie if you're making your bets. Enter the promo code Locked On to get a match deposit, 100% match deposit of up to $1,000. Remember, MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, so the Timberwolves are on the road for two more games. They're playing the Lakers and the Kings on the road to finish out this West Coast trip. Now, both these teams, the Timberwolves should be able to score on defensively, not the best teams in the NBA. We already know about the Lakers' struggles on defense. Excuse me. They are towards the bottom of the league, 23rd in defensive net rating, and the Kings aren't too much further up there, 18th in the league in defensive net rating. Both these teams are going to let up a lot to the Timberwolves. Seth, do you think that they can sweep the last leg of this road trip, or is there a real chance that they could go 0-5 here on the West Coast?
There is a chance that both could happen. I mean, you look at how the Wolves played against the Lakers at the Target Center, 124-120 win. It's obvious that points are going to be needed going up against the Lakers with LeBron. Now, it was interesting because LeBron did not get off to the best start in the matchup against the Wolves at Target Center, but he certainly finished with a flourish. And just looking at the road woes for this Timberwolves team that continue, it's going to be very tough for them to be able to come away with a win at Staples Center. So I don't know. I give the Wolves a chance for sure. But you look at some of the wins that this Lakers team has had this year, 114-110 over Portland. Portland always tough. They beat the Denver Nuggets 121-114 at home. That Denver team is going to be scary this year. So that is looking like a really, really good win for the Lakers as well. They also beat the Mavericks 114-113 at home. They've lost, though, some pretty big games at home as well, losing to the Rockets 124-115, losing to the Spurs 143-142.
Yeah, the overtime game.
Raptors 121-107. So they're beatable at home, but can the Wolves get it figured out on the road? That will be the ultimate thing. And then Sacramento too. How about their 6-4 start with good production out of Buddy Hield and De'Aaron Fox? That's not a pushover team either, as they have gone toe to toe against some of the better teams in the Western Conference. They beat Oklahoma City 131-120 on the road, but they also have beaten the likes of Memphis, Washington, Miami, Orlando, Atlanta. So they've beat the teams that they should, and they have, for the most part, hung around with the teams that they are expected to lose to. So would I be surprised if the Wolves end up going 0-5 on this road trip? Not necessarily. Is it possible that they win the last two on this trip? Absolutely. It's just, again, it just depends on which Wolves team shows up for tip-off both nights.
Well, and both of these teams, too, in the Lakers and the Kings, third and fourth in offense and points per game right now. The Lakers averaging 118.9, the Kings averaging 118.7. So, you know, they're kind of the same structure as the Wolves, whereas you have a bunch of bad defenses here, and they're going to compensate with a ton of offense. I thought the one interesting stat here, looking at these matchups, the Timberwolves are third in the league in turnovers, one of the better rates, 12.6, whereas the Lakers and the Kings are in the bottom half of the NBA in the turnovers they have surrendered, 15.2 and 15.3 for the Kings and Lakers, respectively. That could be the edge there for the Timberwolves. They've been so good in transition, so good with their fast breaks, that if they can grab a couple extra turnovers, I know that they really aren't stopping anybody on defense, but that could be what we see for the Timberwolves as far as a substitute for their defense is, well, they can get some turnovers and can make you pay on some turnovers, and so that's got to be the way that they find an edge over these teams with a lot of offense, because they're not really going to entrench anybody's three-point shooters or anything like that.
Right. The motto, at least from what I've watched for this team, is score more points. That hasn't really changed since Tom Thibodeau took over. We want to be this defensive team that can kind of grind it out, similar to what Denver has done this year. But ultimately, it becomes score more points, and the Wolves have not really had any trouble with points so far this year. So it again will come down to their ability to keep up with the Lakers and the Kings at the three-point line. I think that is the biggest key. They've got Anthony Tolliver plus a couple of other guys who can help with that. But keep it close to the three-point line. Win some battles inside with Karl-Anthony Towns and call it a day.
Well, there you have it. That's the formula for you. from KLJ's own Seth Topol. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Seth, so much for jumping on the show. Make sure to check out The Scoop. You can find the podcast or go and grab it on the radio. Either way, make sure to check out Seth's show, The Scoop. Thank you so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.